Gemara says, not 11 on Kosh Pegdi, the Gemara wants to Garaya, the 10 end of the Chos is Chayiv, the Dina of Be'ila, not 11 on Koira, the Lever is in Lamoal, not 11 on Humoal, the Chavei on Lamoal, all the Tafesa is in Lamoal, she either at Tafesh or Pruta, or Mashmul, Gushin, Nicha, Biaruba, put off Yaruba, and the Gemara wants to say that that's a Torah, Dina of Sez Nene, Sez Lashmosev, we have to see tomorrow, Beit Hashem, in the Sukkah. Zer Nehene, Zer Lechoser, Chayim over there, we see Chayim Meila. So one of the guys is Zer Nehene, Zer Lechoser, Chayim, the Gemara's Boicha. And we'll see later on that the Kibidah is about to see what the Bichu of the Gemara, what's the Avi of the Gemara. That's the whole Beit Hashem coming up. Stay tuned to that whole Sukkah. But the Maisa, before that, we had two Sukkahs to discuss. One Sukkah, Be'etzim, we started yesterday. Of where was the Me'il over here, what was the Me'il over here, but in Artel Evan, I Koira, I raise it like more, Nosla Chaveh Humor, Chaveh like more, Rashi and Toysvis, both learn, heard all of Shas, Rashi and Toys both learn that the case was that you took it for the Evan, the Kurish of Hegdes, and you took the Evan of Kurish for the, and we're talking about a Gizbar, as the Mefarshim say, and he built it into the building. Well, I'm sorry, he took it himself for his own use. Until he, what's it called? Until he uses it, the Maisa, it's not more because it's the Gizbar. Once he gives it to his friend, so at that moment, when he gives it over to his friend, then at that moment it becomes the Maisa, Hoitzom Yerushus, Hoitzom Yerushus, and Hoitzom Yerushus is the Maisa Mikula. And therefore, according to Rashi and Tosfos, at that moment, that's when the Gizbar is Moal. Because it went out as soon as he gave it over. That is Shikas, Rashi, the Tosfos, called Hashan's Kula. Even over here, even though it's seemingly, Rashi seems to say, an interesting Yisloshin, Rashi's Kona Chaver, the Gizbar, Yeshla Rishos Lites, Zeshoi, Tzioi, the Kula Moal, but we saw the Melech HaShloimah, that the Zeh is going on the Gizbar, so learns the Melech HaShloimah, that Rashi is going on the Gizbar, and even Rashi over here is referring to the Gizbar being Moal and not the Chaveiron, as some people want to attack Rashi, the Zeshoi, Tzioi is going on the Gizbar, and he says that it could be after right Behu, all of it says referring to the Gizbar, but at the end of the day, we saw it is the Gizbar's mom when he gives the old friend, he didn't like saw it, Mirushus, he gave it over to somebody else, and it was like saw it, Mirushus. Right. Right. Yeah, Rashi does what's going to be showing you. That goes out before. Very good. Because they say, Hotzil Lechon, excellent. On this Gizbar Yeshla Rishus Lite, we had big troubles with that yesterday. We discussed it in the Shir Aladaf. We discussed the Gizbar Yeshla Rishus Lite and the very Shver Losh. What does Rashi need to tell us? The Gizbar Yeshla Rishus Lite, who cares? What does it make enough Gemina? If he has, he doesn't have Rishus Lite. And we said maybe we want to say that Shaz and the Gizbar has Rishus to give it out, and therefore until maybe the Shus, until he gives it over Mamish Hashem Hoitzah, meaning the question was, maybe we didn't give it over to the Knas L'Chaveh, why didn't have the Knas L'Chaveh, right? The shame that the Pharaoh had, just Islam, he gave it out, he gave it to somebody else to watch for him. The Terence says that the Gizbar calls money, he's not giving to the friend. Shame on Tzom and Rishus, he has Rishus to give it out. Therefore, Daf Knas L'Chaveh, that should be Chaveh, should be Shah to Chaveh, then and only then. If you give it to Chaveh, he still wants it to be his. He's lending it to Chaveh, whatever it is, it could be there wouldn't be a Me'il in that. Only if he has Kavana Dafka, to give it to him, the shame that should be his. And that would be maybe what Rashi's trying to say. Tosis, on the other hand, over here says that, the Maisa, the Evan say, that over here, the Chor, why don't we say when he took it, when we took the Evan for himself, it should be a case of Me'ilah inside that Shlichus Yad, and even the man of Shlichus Yad, Shlichus Chisor, and over here, he's the Skav of Liknois. He's taking it for himself. He wants to mishtamish for his own mishtamishes. So Tosis over here answers that the sober Shehu Shaloi, he thinks it's his. And therefore, since he says it's his, so by taking it into his, for his own use, but Maisa, at the end of the day, there was no Hoitzom Mirushus. There was no Maisa Hoitzom Mirushus. Only when he gives it out to Chaveira. And that, come on, even though he still thinks it's his, but it's the one that's Moitzi from the Rishus. And his Rishus is really Shoshagdish. Then it's Blabs in the Ila. But until then, according to Tosfos, it doesn't black and didn't me'ilah. So understands Tosfos over here in what's it called, in Ketzer HaRegel. That is Shita's Tosfos over here. The Maisa, yeah. That's Tosfos Shita over here. The Maisa. Mice is not so posh. This is Toysis over here. Toysis, however, Kedushin, Bamatsia. Toysis, I'm sorry, in Mi'ila says. Toysis has a different lotion. He says, Kod Machi Bishus Hakizba, Havi Bishus Hegdish. That's what Toysis said. Toysis over here and Toysis Hakigas is a little different for him. Not Kosova Shushaloi. But the pshat is, that's all his mind, that's what the svar is, that's not Rishus Rishus Hekdesh, even if that doesn't come from the cold mind that's quite here, but it's Rishus Hekdesh, he says. And the Taconis Ezra, and Mi'ilah's Mazva, that there's a Machloid of the Toysis in this. Toych of Toysis over here, Toysis over there. What's a big Chishtof, he says. He says, Toysis says, that Tosis over here, Tosis in Bamitzi and Kedusha, and also our Tosis over here says that you're not moel until you're scabbing the Hoytzi Mirushus. To another Mirushus. So he says, according to that Svara, there could be an Afghamina, but that's like there's a clear this Tosis Gufa. What happens if somebody takes it? He thinks it's his, he takes it for himself. The guy takes a bean, it's in his head, he's absolutely murach as Rishus, he don't put it in his mistake, and he thinks it's his. The captain of community, he might have by apple if he's there. If the longest one is not moral, the gizbar is, because wherever it is, it's Rishus Hegdish, you don't have the svar by an apple. Like Tosis says in Chagiga and Me'ilah, that's the svar why he's not moral. Because wherever it is, it's considered Rishus Hegdish by the gizbar. That's the svar why he's not moral, he takes it for himself, it doesn't matter where he takes it. As if he gives it to somebody else, it's Rishus Hegdish. Hashem, if the svar is, like Tosis says over by us, that Chisav Rishus Shaloi, he thinks it's his, and therefore there's no Chisav Rishus, so even by an Achel Lechor would come out. Let's say somebody else, for some reason, the kids were put in his house for a second, he didn't go in and nothing happened. He just left it by him, there was no Kenyan, he said, watch it for me. And then the Baal Bais, Shimon, who was not a Gizmon, took it for himself for a second, and he wanted to give it to somebody else. But he just took it first. Was he more? Yeah, he put it in his hands. If the Svar is that Pshat is, there was like Tzor Mirishus over here, right? if the Pshat is that, that's the reason why he's mall over here. If the pshat is that he's the chav of the hoitz mirushus, the local one of those so it's shaloi. They have acquainted Tosfos for chorkim even by an achen, not dafka by gizbar. Gizbar is lav dafka, urch the milson mother. So says the Taconis Ezra in Me'ila Chaf Aleph. And I've communed between Tosfos here and Tosfos in Chagig and Tosfos in Me'ila. Tosfos here says this far by the gizbar, it's a svar midin. Yes, miskavon loitz. The only old meila miskavon loitz mirushus. Now miskavon loitz mirushus is no meila. The meila quite that it could be the maisa. It could be even by acher who saw the gizbor somehow beam end up in his house. He fixes his beam. He takes it now. Before he gave it, was he moil now? Was he moil simcha? No, he wasn't moil. According to the svar of our Tosfos, as long as he wasn't miskavon loitz mirushus, he took it for himself right now. No kavon loitz mirushus. The meila. Because he's doing tins. There's no Kabbalah Hotz Mishus. He doesn't think it's hacked. There's no Kabbalah Hotz Mishus. They didn't buy Nacha. Oh, it says Gizbar. It says Gizbar. It says Gizbar. It's Lav Davka. There's a Urch of the Milsenok. Hashem, according to Tosfos in Me'ilah, and Tosfos in Chagiga, that the Svara, why? The Gizbar's not Maul is, because whatever it is by the Gizbar, it's Mishus Hegdish. So that would only apply by a Gizbar. Hashem, by an Acher, if he took it, as soon as he takes it, he's Moel, he did that halacha. So is Mazbet, the Taconis Ezra, in Me'ila Chavav. Lemaisa, the Negea, this Shiloh though, Lemaisa comes out that Tosfos and Rashi both hold the Sugiya, Rabbi Zayin. They're both learning that the Yisoyed HaDvarim is, Rabbi Zayin. Hold on to some, both Tosfos and Rashi learn that the Yisoyed HaMachloik is over here, is an Achloik, is Yisoyed HaPshat is going on the Gizbar over here, and the Shiloh of the Gizbar, maybe Achav, but they're Moel when they give it over to them, but they're Moel, we did. The Sina La'acha and the Moel Mithin Hoitzom in Rishus. The Choyra, according to Tosfos, the Choyra comes out, the Furish that way. According to Rashi, the then Shina, we'll get to that later, maybe. But that's the machlokes, right? Both Rashi and Tosfos hold that Nosan Lachaveinu is the Gizmer, giving it over to somebody else, and that you're being moil in the Nesina, mitzad the halacha of Me'ila of Atom Yeshus. The Maisa, we've mentioned yesterday, the Rambam Shita is very Bechurishtik over here. The Rambam had a whole longus in this Gemara, a little bit different from everybody else. But the Rambam seems to boy always from our Gemara, a different halacha. And that is, the Rambam says, Nosal Evanoi Kodesh al Hegdesh, Nosal Chaveiroi. The Rambam says, Shnehem Moalim. They're both Moa. Nosal Ezeh, Hagizbar, Shoyset Haus, Yonahu Moal, and the only Gizbar Loi Moa. The Rambam tried the Gemara a little differently. That the Pshan, the Gemara over here is, the Rambam boy always is the Kassadishna understands that the Rambam learned Pshat. That the Gemara Hovi is talking where when Nos Lechavim, you gave it back to the Gizmo. That the halacha was that the somebody took it, somebody was not al Evanoi Koira, and he wasn't Moal yet. He took it, and the Maisi wasn't Moal yet. When he gave it to his friend, they both are Moal. Why are they both Moal? How do you see that both Moal? Because the crisis says, Chaver Eloi Moal. Who's the Chaver? Gizmo. But since we give it back to the Gizbar, so the Gizbar doesn't get anything. It was in the Gizbar Shus originally, now it went back to Gizbar Shus. There's no Din Hoytzom Mishus, there's no new Din there. So that was the Mishnah, that's what the Mishnah in Mi'il, this Mishnah of North 11, is talking about. The reason why Chaver is going well, because the Chaver is the Gizbar, and the Gizbar is not Moal, because it's going back to Shus Hegdish. Asher Ekei, meanwhile, is the Noisein. It's more, but we can derive from here that if you wouldn't give it to the kids, but if you give it to somebody else, Shnei would be more. Why would Shnei be more? Because the whole reason was saying that the Chaver wasn't more because he's the Gizbar. But if he wouldn't be the Gizbar, both would be more. The veil, the Rambam was derived from here that the case was that they both be more. How should they both be more? So the Rambam learned it's going about the amazing. It's going about the amazing, and therefore the Sugya is going to be amazing. So learns the Rambam, of Peter Kassavishra. What? Because it went back to Shus Hegdish. Shus Hegdish didn't give it Chila. Chila went back to where it was before. It was into Shus Hegdish. Originally when the Gizmah took it, now somebody else took it, gave it back to the Gizmah, it goes back to Shus Hegdish. That's not Mi'ila. Mi'ila is Hatzah. Chila, yeah, he says Kimit Chila. Because he saw the Mi'ila, he is Hatzah in Shus Hegdish. And he has no Hatzah in Shus Hegdish. Yes, Rav Ma'at Tishlita.
Once the Gizmah gets it, the Shegdish is involved.
What?
Once it gives it to the Gizbar, it's the Shogig, so it goes out of Shus Hegdish, so you should be loyal.
Where do you give the Chayvah?
Where do you give the Chayvah? Where do you give the Chayvah? What do you say? I'm sorry.
Once the first guy gives it to the Gizbar, it's the Shogig, so now it goes out of Shus Hegdish, so you should be loyal.
What do you mean the first guy gives it to the Gizbar?
If the regular person takes it, he gives it to the Gizbar, the Rambam says, well, not the Gizbar.
Right.
It's going back to the original Shus.
Right.
But the Gizbar took it to the Shegid. Didn't know it was Hekdish. It goes out of Shus Hekdish.
When did the Gizbar take it?
When the guy gave it to the Gizbar.
He gave it after. The Gizbar had it. And somebody else took it, or got it, whatever.
Now he takes it back. The Gizbar does not know that it's Hekdish.
So it doesn't make a difference.
Shegid should go out of the Shus Hekdish.
Oh, but it goes to the one man. Whatever the Gizbar is, it was Shus Hekdish. Back to Shus Hekdish. Back to Shus Hegdish. But the Rambam is going anyway, it has to be amazing. Why? Because the Rambam holds it both more. In a case where the mice would be a double nut.
And the first guy's amazing, the second guy's shaking. Oh. The second guy's amazing, the Rambam will hold it. It's not a meal on the second guy. The first guy's amazing, the second guy's shaking.
The first guy's amazing.
By two friends.
Right. Doesn't make a difference.
The second guy's amazing, he's not more.
He is more. Why is he more? The Rambam holds amazing, also more. That's the Rambam's teaching. Rambam's going to be amazing, also more. The Maisa, why he learns that way, because he said the Choyer, why we talk about the Maisie, why we set up the Shoyer, because Rambam, this is against the Mishnah as a Mahalach, that the Shoyer, the Maisa, we're not to set up the Shoyer, because the Maisa, the Mishnah asked before, he had a lot of Mishnah before, he said, there won't be any Kiddush over here. That's why the Rambam understood that this case is the Maisie. I am the Bush Mordechai, the Simeon Yudal here, there's a whole new Mahalach, there's a Yerichas Gedoyla, and he said, why it's Mukhar to the Rambam, it's amazing, I am Shoyer. But the Maisa, what's fair in the Rambam, is all what the Chazdish asked, and we had other shesh who asked, before we're going to the Rambam, what's the case of the ratio of the Mishnah? Okay, we understand the deal of the Sefer, very nice, and the Rambam takes out from there, that they're both Gimmi Moal, and we're talking about the Mezim, and then the Schalel, very nice. on the Chorus very schwer over here with the ratio. Who's not on Chorus ever? The Chorus talking about Chaveira over here. Now it's talking about Chaveira. It's talking about Chaveira. So he took it. So he said, Loi Moa. Not the Chaveira is Moa. Why isn't he Moa? He was talking about the mazes. What's the difference between... What's the difference between over here with Nasr al-Khameiroi that we say is Moal and will not ever occur? Why is he Moal? If it's going on the kids' bar and Rashi and Tosa learning today, it's very moving. Because either the two spurs we had, according to Tosa's in Chagiga, wherever it is, we should say, there's no point to the thing, you weren't going to be Shus yet. Well, the Mai said, according to the Rambam, that's going on another person. So why would not ever occur in the ratio? Why is he Moal? So where's the Chazan Ish? I'm amazed. I'm amazed. If it's Kasavim Shaloi, so you can say it's more than Rama, but Rama's going amazing. And the Rama's learning is going on somebody else, not going on the kids. And if amazing, he's taking it away. Why isn't
the Rama just two people?
Hey, it's two people by, but the first one's taking it, not the kids. He's talking about somebody else.
Even if it is the kids, not Mom.
Why not?
If it's a Gizbar, not Moer, because
there's Shus and Gilfin. Okay, but the Mash was not the Gizbar. The Mash, when Rambam was learning, that who took it, somebody else took it, gave it to the Gizbar. So the Maisa, the Mahalcha has to say the Rambam is, and the Rambam was learning over here, that the Gedder of the Gedder, this is what I see from a lot of Achrayim, want to say, according to Rambam, the Gedder over here is Hanor. The Gedder of Hanor, the Karenur is running that way, the Kones Ez is running that way, and other people are learning that, which more guys see, that the Gedder of the Rambam is having Hanor from it. It's certain over here, because it's amazing, the reason why it's considered a Hegdish, Milo Digitin, is he's having Hanor. So it could be the Rambam holds, and until I was astonished with it. I gave it to my friend, there was no Mi'ila. When I give it over to my friend, so I have a Mi'ila by giving it to my friend, I have a no, I'm giving it to my friend. And also, my friend has another Mekabalist. So here, the Ram holds, they both could be more. Especially talking about mazes, so it doesn't go out of the pool, so there's a Mi'ila by both of them, you should say. Asherim came, where the guy just took it, and didn't use it yet, so there was no Bemis, I had no from it. He didn't have a Shkabis, he really had no from it. So it could be quite that, the Ram, that's the Ram was going to learn, that's why you're not, why the North of Gavinoy Kurt won't be hired, because he didn't really have a no, or he had no idea have a stamp from that no, and Mela, he won't be more yet. That's what I have to learn according to the Ram.
How can you learn it? What you say? I'm not going to have a good domain, it's a reasonable, and you give it to his friend.
No, but it says he's not more, the Mishnah says he's not more.
The Mishnah, that kid is talking only one person. When the Rambam's kid, he says there's two people now. The first guy.
He said, we're not till Evanoi Kurt. Why aren't you more? But Rambam, it's amazing. I thought about somebody else. The guy's amazing. Took it out of the night. Why is he more? Terence's point to Rambam, the amazing, there's no way to solve his Shusek. Could be. It doesn't go out from Shusek. It could be wherever it is. Rambam holds still. Just the meal has been a nana. The nana is only going to go into effect when he gives it over. That could be according to the Rambam.
The Rambam's really just two cases, not just two. There's not called Evan and Clara, and then there's another kid who's not from the
Rambam. Right.
Separate case. Right. But from the Rambam, he says that one case.
No, the Rambam, again, the Rambam's talking about that example of Oshav Nos Lechaveru, Shneemah. He's going on
the
that
case. Part of the same thing, I'm not going to have an
No, but because he's going to see it. He's going all off the same. All that Nos Lechaveru is going off the same. He's going as one thing. Nos Lechaveru, Nos Lechaveru. Here, not both of them are more. Why? Because the Gizbar is given to the Gizbar, but if he wouldn't give it to the Gizbar, they both be moral when he gave it over. Why? So say you had enough giving it, and he had enough accepting it. Now, Sheikin, if it would be just giving it, just he took it instead of Hanami. You won't be chayyom, there won't be any old wrong sin in your belly yet.
That would be stopping me some meal without giving
you. No, but not amazing. Assuring you, maybe, yeah, because you're taking out of insurance.
If a guy takes me, like, he knows he's taking something like this, he's my life. This.
No, but the Rambam not amazing unless you would do had an offer. Who said that? Okay, but that's all in the first din of the mission. Now the Gemara came over with a new din, Mechai. What's the new din? One of the Pesa. The Gemara says that he takes it and he builds it into his house. He raises a loy moa, chiyidu a tachdesh of a pruta, v'om a shmua v'oshi nicha v'y aruba. The Gemara says now that if the guy took it, the Gizba, let's say going to Rashi and Toys, without going to Rabbi, the Gizba took it himself and he built it into the house. And now he built it into the house. So now the Gemara says that he's only moral. So the Gemara says that he would be moral, even if he didn't give it over to a friend to use it for himself, even the Gizbar. But the Gemara says, Shmuel, that's if he put it on Pia Ruba. And then if he said, Shavapruta, if he put it on the Ruba again, he built it to the house. and he's lived there underneath that roof or whatever, or in that house, and he has not shown fruit from it, then he's more outside than not. So after Rashi, what do I think Shmuel is doing that you have to put in, you have to have a nor from Shabbat Pruta? So up there, very geschmack. Because when he puts up Yaruba, he's not koyvein in the house. He doesn't establish it in the house, then koyvein in the house. He just puts it as a single beam above the Yaruba to keep out some light. But he doesn't solidify it in the house. But if he would solidify it in the house, Rashi says that's a shinoi. And this is a shinoi. It works to make a din me'ila. So says Rashi. So therefore, Rashi says, when the Gemara say bonavetel, you have to come out the Shmuel's din of this because by bonavetel pesai, you're chayv me'ila even without having hanah, because you kovei in the minyan. But the din of Shmuel is kind of going to say that this that we need to have a nor is doing, we want to kovei it, you just put it like a single beam on the roof and you want to kovei in the minyan. Tosfos goes to task on Rashi and he says, I don't understand what Rashi's talking about. What is like here, if he was kovei in the minyan, he established it in the minyan. Even if you establish in the minyan, kovei in the minyan, the maisa, you cemented it in, just take off the cement and take out the beam. It's called the shinoi achoyt l'biyotzot. And Tosfos brings a ride from the din of Baba Kama by the halacha of Gezel, that the person took a beam or took a naska, whatever, he took some silver and he melted it down and made coins from it. The halacha is that it's not a shinoi, you're not coining with shinoi over there. Why? You could create those coins back into the silver again. So Tosfos says, what do we see? That if I can make it back, bring it back to its original status, it's not called a shinoi. So how dare Rashi say that if I take a beam and I'm kovei, I put it into the wall, I cement it in, the maisa, that's a shinoi. The maisa, at the end of the day, that shinoi, the maisa, is not a shinoi. Why is it a shinoi? Because it's shinachos l'biyosai. And we can pass in Hilchos Baba Kama that shinachos l'biyosai is not a shinoi. But how dare Rashi say, what?
The gazon's not kind of
it. Right, but? Oh! Mamish Gewaldi, Frech you the Aryeh Bamberger, the Frech the Nachos Dovid Kasha. Come to the Nachos Dovid, the Dovid Tevel, come to the Kasha. But Tosfos says clearly, Tosfos says, Vei Shtak, that a man of the din of one of the Vesoi is a Shino, is not a Shino of the Biyosa. Therefore says Tosfos, I don't know what Rashi's saying, that Rashi's off. That being the binyan of the Beisai, you build it, come into the binyan. Rashi said that the shinoi, and if you don't need hanah, no two choices. You'll need hanah, here if you build it in the binyan. So first of all, the obvious kasha on Rashi, before we get to the kasha on choices, the obvious kasha on Rashi, which the Chodesh Shita deals with, that Rashi is very shver, choices is very shver now. According to choices, that holds that even if I'm kovei into the binyan, even if I solidify it, I cement it into the binyan, as long as I can bring it back, it's not a shinoi, and there's no me'ilah until you have anor. So what do I need Shmuel for? So like Shmuel, you put it out to the Aruba. You don't need Shmuel, the guy's reads very good. One of the opinion, you build it to the house, meaning you cemented it. You didn't do anything to the beam. You cemented it in. So now, if you have anor from it, it's good. So like Shmuel, no, but you have to make sure it's all Pi Aruba. No, it doesn't have to be all Pi Aruba. Even if I build it to the house, at the end of the day, as long as I cement it in a way, I can bring it back to its original status. Not a shinoi. The veil is only making me mad, but I'm not. The veil effect in the chutz of all the portion of kasha. Yes, the bem is the shita as his kasha. The bem is the rashi as kasha. And the rashi as his kasha on himself. When he learns like Tosfos, not like Rashi. That the rashi learns like Tosfos, and not like Rashi. That kovah b'turach abinyan, we just cement it in and can go back to its original status. It's not a shinoi. Fact is, so what do you have to come to abinyan rapiyarum? But zok the rashi. I think this is the word of Rashi. The Rashba says that when I buy aruba, stam aruba, the way you do by aruba is that you put the beam down where you convey it to the minion, but you don't make a shino in the beam itself. When I build it into the house, the beam into the walls of the house, here I shave it down, I cut it down a little bit, I change the beam. And therefore, that's what Tosfos shot. The reason why Shmuel said, Bushav Licha to aruba, because the derech klal, when you put off the aruba, when you put off the aruba, or you convey it up the aruba, even if you convey up the aruba, by the aruba, the way you do it is you just cement it in. When you're putting on as the sunroof, if I make it a binyan in the house, Here I'm going to cut it down, I'm going to shave down the beam. And there I'm going to make a shinoi that's not close to the b'yos. Maybe that would be the pshat where Shmuel has to comment and go to this and say, who should I help you? Because that's when it's going to be only a kfiyos, it's not going to be a shinoi in the binyan, and therefore that's why I'm going to toys the shitos, so just a kfiyah in the house, it's not a shinoi. It's not a complete shinoi, it's not a proper shinoi, and therefore it goes back to Briyosa, and therefore going to places you will not be loyal until you net it from. That's normal by the Bushan Ahabi Aruba, that's when they're conveying the Aruba. Shaking when you convey in the house, the cloud is you shave it down. You cut it down.
Coin also, what? Silver coin also, you melt it down. There's no way to see it. You don't lose parts of it. You melt down, you shape it down.
No, because you can bring it back to its thing.
When you melt down coins, you lose.
No, you don't. You just melt it down, you put it back into the silver. You melt it down.
Residue gets left on the tools.
Okay, but it's still the same thing, man. You create the same nozzle. Name is enough. You can hear you might have shaped down the beam totally.
But if I'm going to get into the quiet house, you're not necessarily going to get enough from that beam, so there's actual beams in normal that beam.
Is Lemaisa, there's another test that Shita is good at. Shita brings the third and second teretz. Shita says that the difference between a koveh in the binyan or a piyaruba, when I have koveh in the binyan, it becomes a chelik of the knarka. And there, even if you don't change it, toys will be maskin. Maybe St. John toys, I don't know. When I have koveh in the house, in a konami, that will be it. But if a koveh in the aruba, that's not become part of the house, that's not has been like karka. By the house becomes something like karka, some kovet in the bean itself. There could be Tosis maskid that it becomes part of the house. Shaken, again, but Shaken, where I only put it out the aruba, that's what could be out the to aruba. I put it in aruba, see if I convey it over there, but the mice, it doesn't become part of the house. Yeah, it's not so fun. But anyway, how are we going to answer Rashi? That's okay, that answers Tosis this kasha, but how are we going to answer Rashi? The big kasha of Rashi Shiva. It's a Mesa, the Mesa, the Nachas David comes along and says very, very poshut, like the elegant Yehuda Arya Bamberg, said a Gavaldig Yisrori, and he says, I don't understand. Toysis Ma Inyan Shmita, it's Lazina. What is the Kesha between Shinoi and Hilchos Gzela? The Hilchos Bikoyna Gzela and the Din of Shinoi by Me'ila. By Gzela, you need a Chomer to Gashinoi, you need a Mamish Shinoi in order to be Koyna Chavit and Shach to somebody else. To be Koyna Chavit and Shach to somebody else, you need a Mesa, a real Choshev Shinoi. And they are vada, and it could be we pass the shina achoz to be us and under the shinoi. But she'enkein, the shinoi over here, and the parish from shinoi of Ne'ila, it could be there, you need just a shinoi b'tas, because you saw that word is that I'm being mishnamish with hegdish. So as long as I mishan it from the shus hegdish in any small way, so it could be even a small shinoi is enough. And it could be the voice that it goes to toss it. That's in the piece that Rashi and Tosfos. Because we learned in the Tosfos before, and Tosfos learned that the soy of Me'ila is exactly like it did. Tosfos, it has gears over here, which Chaim summers with the Daik also from the Gemara yesterday. The Gemara says, Mishkal Shokli, not Mixal Gosli. You told me this deep yesterday. No, someone told me. I think it was that. Someone told me this deep. The Gemara doesn't say, the Gemara says over there, Mishkal Shokli, Ma'iz Ma'ali Yomali. Tosfos had Mixal Gosli. Tosfos understood that the soy of Me'ila, of Shini Rishus, is not a din of just the Shinoi. It's a Xela to get din from Agdish. So maybe the Tosfos understood that Me'ila is a Xela to get din, so the Maisa, the Hagdor is a Xela to get din. You need the same Shinoi for Yechus Xela. Hashayke Rashi Lashitasai, who holds that together of these Me'ila is a Shinoi to get din. Ain't Me'ila is a Shinoi, that Rashi says very clear. But love Shinoi, he keeps saying love Shinoi. Not a Xela to get din. I know it's a din Shinoi to get din. And Rashi can hold that the smallest mice is Shinoi, is a Shinoi. You don't need those Gzeil to get in. That's maybe you the Ayah did. The Mele goes to Shitosu, like a Valdek, and the whole Sugya. Mele Rashi, the Shitosu holds that I'm a Kuvay in the Binyan, even though the Gabi Hills of Gzeil is not a Gzeil to get in. Because Gzeil, I need a more of a din, a more common to get Shinoi. The Mele over here also. And the Mele of Mice is so answer the Ksois is Kashi. Also, I'm going to say that the Ksois, here, I speak to Rashi. that coming to be in Habishinoi, it says, Al Marish, Agozel, Shibonim, Abira, Shinoidal Dov. The Gemara says that if you build a Marish, a beam into a building, so the halacha is you build it into the building, so the halacha is Noidal Dov, Ne Takonas Ashuk. The halacha is you pay the guy, Takonas Ashuk, I have to knock down my thing. So the Gemara asks, so the Chayra, effect the Ksois, Lefi Rashi, take it lay because it's Kanim in that Torah. That's why you don't have to give it back. On Lefi Rashi, build it in the beginning, Kanim in that Torah. The Gemara has to come out the whole new Kanis Marish, a special din, that we want the guy to do tshuva, and we don't want the guy to have to go knock down his whole house. Special Takon, effect the Ksois. I understand. Moshe the God, when did the Gemara come out because it was Kanim in the beginning? It's a Kenyan. Mais Lefi was saying it's very geschmack. Rashi holds, it's only it works Lagabi Shino, Lagabi Din, Shomi'ila. But Lagabi Din from Kinyonim, Mavada, Dia, we need a Chosh, Rashi's masking. So Tois is Kash, no Kash. Tois is what he learned, like the adult understand, not like the Nachal's dog. Tois didn't understand like the Nachal's dog. Tois has to go out of the Kash, Tois wants Bechash, a Chirish, then Morish, Shmoyo, special thing by Morish, it has its name, it keeps its name. Nimil, if you match God, the Lord Mikri Shino, like the Shtana Shem, Tzias, Mavos Hashino, that's the Shtana Hashem. Marish is Shmoy Allah. Marish keeps his name. I don't know why they do it to me. This beam in a mark. At the end, Marish keeps his name on it. The Mela. So Rashi wants to say that maybe he wants to say Rashi over here. You have to say there's a Shema Hashem over here. That's totally what you made it. It has a Shem Binyan now. By the Evan, it has a Shem. I don't know what it was by the beam, but it has a Shem Shema Hashem. That's what Rashi means. And a Hanami. Where the name it still says the same. Therefore, it's not Kanim Midarais. It's got Big Zela. The choice is understand in Rashi Kzela. Before we answer the Fiwa Drachas Dov, we said the choice is Kaj Melkaja. But the Fiwa Kzela, the choice wants to answer, the Chilik would be that the Soy is Shina Hashem, and Rashi can hold over here, there's a Shina Hashem. Before it was the Evan, now it's called a Bin. Before it was a Marish, but by Marish, whatever it is, it retains its name, as the words are, and therefore, that's where we have to come to the corner. But Maisa, in the Meroi Misada, he wants a Taina, that in Chanami, that Lachor is in his Shir. So he says that the Pshat could be that in Midorais is not Kana. Midrabon and it's Kanim within Marish. That's what the Rabbi Soda wants to say. And El Hanami, Rashi's masking the Toises. And Rabbi Soda's going like the Ksois that Rashi holds also Xayla to get there. And Rashi's masking the Toises. That's it, Xayla to get there. Of a Rashi holds that Avada, even though it's not Kanim Doraisa, but it's Kanim Midrabon and it's Kanim Marish. And in Melo, that helps the kid that got the Isurin. The Kenyan for Isurin, that type of Kenyan helps. Ein achanami, for kinya for gzeila, hilch gzeila, the rice you need a nin. But for kinya for yisurim, it could be even the kinya, the takonis marj is koina. The emes is, it's a little bit so, you have three madregas here. You have madrega, the felix sois, it has a shina Hashem. He's learning that the pshadik has the point of Rashi is a shina Hashem. Because it became a shem bin, it has a shina Hashem. Hashem came marj, I don't know why marj, but according to the mahalas of the Meroi Misada, it's pshadik, it's also din gzeila. But the Meisah, that's enough for Yisruin, Exela, Digidin, Midrabonon, that's a Shina Midrabonon, Exela would be enough to get Yisruin. I feel we're saying, we don't have to come on, we can have all that, it's not a Shina Begans, it's not a Shina Bechlau, it's not a Shina Midrabonon, it's not a Shina, if he would say. But the Yisroi that Dvaran is, that Lagabi, Dini Mihila, all you need is a Shina Kosho. A Shina Kosho has to have a Shem Shina. Mashenkeng, by Exela, you need a Shina Chomor. And Meila, because Rashi, she also holds that Yisod of Ni'ila is Shinur, not Gzeila, not Begoizel Hadzi. Mishane, Mishane, my Zagdish. Therefore, it's enough, even the smallest Shem Shinur, as long as that Shem Shinur. Shenke, according to Toysvis, she also learned that together is a Gzeila Digadin, and the Toys is Mitame, Mamish, the Din from Gzeila, the Din of Ni'ila.